Armadoxy for today, packaging the supernatural. At the end of the last century, musician, guitarist extraordinaire Carlos Santana put out an album of music under the title Supernatural. The album was a huge success, including breaking the record for the most Grammy Awards, which up to that time was held by legendary pop star Michael Jackson. The album featured artists from CeeLo Green to Dave Matthews to Eric Clapton, and many others. Santana used the name Supernatural for this album because it was beyond the normal that such greats would come together to put together this music. He felt that the call to come together was also supernatural. Often we find ourselves in unexplainable situations, and when we run out of those explanations, we appeal to the supernatural category. For instance, how is it that all of these top, renowned musicians came together? How is it that together they produced such music that they won critical and popular acclaim? Yes, we can say that it was a group of talented musicians, to say the least, but Carlos Santana chose to say the most and said that it was supernatural. Now, some will doubt that there was anything supernatural about this music. Others will swear by it, while still others will not even care how the music was produced, as much as it was good music, which they all were able to enjoy. In other words, not everything needs to be analyzed. But over the last few weeks, we've been looking at mystery, at practical and impractical approaches to the big issues that confront us. And most recently with the question of genocide, which is being waged in Artsakh. To date, all of the solutions that are being proposed are on political grounds, even with the request for aid from governments, including superpowers. But the option for supernatural solution is pushed to the wayside by the prejudice we harbor toward the religious and religion. Before the civil rights movement and legislation in the 1960s, Black Americans were asked or forcibly placed in the back of the bus. That was their place. They were told by people who prejudged them, which is what prejudice is, prejudging. And because religion has not presented the supernatural in an accessible manner, or as Albert Einstein alluded, our dull faculties are not tuned to understand senses beyond ourselves, we harbor these prejudices. It is not enough to speak about the supernatural. It has to be presented properly. Packaging and presentation are important. At the beginning of today's message, I placed our story at the turn of the century. The year was 1999, slightly over 20 years ago. But to present the supernatural, terms like last century or turn of the century will attract the listener into a frame of reference that can't be matched with merely 20 years ago. Within that packaging, the effects of the supernatural have to be presented as well. Think of Santana's album. Finding the effects is easy because it is the product itself. Armadoxy strives to make the effects of the supernatural just as easy to find in the work of the church. The fact that Armenians live life is more than a miracle of the supernatural. A group of people who have had no military strategy, no military, no political might, not even political allies, and not only live, but thrive, can only be attributed to the supernatural. It is on the same scale as Santana's claim of the supernatural force bringing the musicians and the music together. So today's challenge is to drop our prejudices and not to confine religious experience to their place, where they belong. Supernatural occurrences are more common than we are led to believe if we are willing to look within. Yesterday, we spoke about dropping the ego. With the ego dropped, looking within is even easier. We take another break here today, only to continue tomorrow. Pray today for introspection. Lord, help me to look within. Allow me to inventory my life and see the true miracles, including my life, my family, and the relationships that sustain me. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.